Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
But first, I told you I accidentally pulled the bait and switch on my wife. She is not getting the man she thought she was getting. I am not the one that is killing bugs. I'm not fixing things around the house. I don't know anything about cars. Sorry, honey. You're going to have to kill all those bugs for me. So if you had somebody in your life, your relationship, that you didn't get a certain trait you thought you were getting, a little bait and switch situation, 312-946-4995. Jordan in DeMont. All right. You got a bait and switch situation. What was the trait?
So I thought my husband was a big Bears fan, and we watched all the games when we've dated forever, and he doesn't even like football.
Oh, so he was just faking it the whole time?
Yeah.
What? Thank you so much for calling. I'll watch the Bears game with you. I won't kill any bugs, but I'll watch the Bears game with you. McHenry. All right, Sarah from McHenry. What is the trait you thought you were getting? And turns out, a little bait and switch situation.
So I'm actually the bait and switcher, I think. I think my husband might have thought I was a little more domesticated than I am, but I am not. I'm not a clean person. I don't really do laundry at all. I don't wash dishes. I'm just like, I'm just not, very clean. And yeah. I think he thought I was.
There you go. You're like, listen, this is 2023. Laundry dishes is not a woman's job. You're on it. Get on it.
I gave him 3 beautiful children in the last 4 years.
That's so right. You can use that for anything, right? You're like, honey, why didn't you do the laundry? I gave birth.
Yeah.
Honey, why didn't you make the bed? I made humans.
Yeah, I made 3.
But Heather, you said there's a little bait and switch going on in your relationship.
Well, I thought my husband, I didn't think it was an open checkbook, but when we were dating right before we got married, he told me that, you know, if we spend money, we just make more. And that is the farthest thing from the truth because he complains about everything I spend.
Got you. So you thought, like, you can buy whatever you want, and it's not going to be a big deal, and you don't have to ask him, or you don't have to go, oh, can we afford this? And then all of a sudden you get married, and he's like, no, you stick to the budget.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's probably better, though, right? May not be what you want, but probably better.
Oh, in the long run, we'd be married 25 years in December. Yeah, I'd be in the poorhouse if it was not for him.
But so he told you what you needed to hear.
He did, but... it was a bait and switch at the time.
And it worked.